Hey, do you want to be like me and make podcasts that everyone loves? Yeah, you do. But chances are, you don't want to spend a bunch of money doing it. No worries. A solution exists. Spotify's got a platform that lets you make podcasts super easy, then distribute those podcasts everywhere, and you can even earn money doing it. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Also, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. I'm speaking from experience when I say that all those additional features like video podcasts, Q&As, polls, those are things you won't find for cheap elsewhere. But with Spotify for Podcasters, it's all totally free. No catch. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Thanks. We love you. Everybody, welcome to Pretty Scary.
Pretty scary boo.
Good job.
Thank you.
You nailed that.
We did.
You know how nice it is to hear good job right now?
You do a good job consistently, week in and week out.
I'm going to cry.
It's the truth.
I've had a bad 2 weeks. I mean, I've just had a hard time. Things are just crazy right now. I keep coming back from maternity leave.
Yeah.
On the way here, texted me that she got a texting ticket. Like, who gets a texting ticket?
Yeah.
You got a ticket on
I got a ticket on the way here.
Oh.
My grandma's real sick, all this stuff. But you know what? I'm around two of my best friends in the whole world. And today, we're going to be talking with someone very special. I'm talking about him like he's not sitting right next to me.
Sitting right there.
Carrie's the queen of introductions, so I'm going to let her do it.
Okay. Well, I'm just getting to know him, but I love your vibe, and I love that you could guess that Caitlin was a Cancer right off the bat. So this is our new friend.
Yes.
Psychic Chris Medina.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Are you okay being referred to as psychic, or is there something
you
want to go?
Just Chris is good.
Okay.
Okay. This is my psychic Chris Medina.
Old psychic Chris is here.
The old psychic Chris walking through the door.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. I'm so excited.
So we're going to get into today mysterious cases that psychics have helped solve.
Is this a thing you have any experience in? Like, have you...
I get that. I get asked that all the time. Personally, and I'm not shitting on anybody that does it, I kind of stay away from that.
Yeah.
Why?
Because there was one psychic in particular that got busted on TV.
Oh.
And
Can you say their name?
I don't remember the person's
okay.
name.
Okay. I'm wondering if I listed them because I have a few.
Yeah. She smoked out.
I think it might have been, wasn't it Sylvia Brown?
No relation. There was somebody else though too that got. It was on live television. They ended up showing her a picture of somebody that said that they had passed away, and she was like, "Oh, I feel this person had blunt force trauma to the head," and it was the interviewer as a young girl.
No way.
When you start messing with that, you start messing with people's heads and getting involved. I don't want to do it.
Sylvia Brown, though, her thing, she was Montel Williams.
Yes, and I always loved the episodes when Sylvia Brown was on.
But I felt like, because I would watch them, you know, after school or whatever, and I remember whenever anybody would come up, and I think they're probably just searching for answers, so they're willing to hang on to anything anybody said. And she was very, like, grandmotherly and comforting. But it would be like, oh, does his name start with an R? And they'd be like, no, D. And she's like, yeah, I see a D.
Yeah, she did that a lot.
Yeah. Very vague stuff.
The famous thing where they cut the audience in half and they say, okay, I'm picking up energy from over here.
Yeah.
There's a grandfather type energy. And the people there are like in their 60s.
Yeah.
And so you know they have people that passed over.
Who was that guy? Do you guys remember that he was like from New Jersey and he kind of had a lisp and he would, what was his name?
Is it Chip Coffee? No, he's Southern.
No, I know who. No,
but we do love Chip Coffee.
I do. I love me some chip coffee.
He's got the best scarves.
I love how much he freaks out.
I was gonna say,
yeah, and the hoop earring, man, on the stud.
And Paranormal State is one of my favorite ghost hunting shows ever.
Ryan Buell's a fox.
What was funny is he looked so much like my high school boyfriend. My high school boyfriend looked a lot like that guy.
Now he's just bragging.
Huh?
Are you just bragging because we have a new guest?
Yeah. Why not? Why can't I just peacock for once, Carrie? For Christ's sake.
I forgot about her morning. My apologies.
Really stressed out right now. My boss literally told me that everybody was, quote, much happier while I was away for the last few months. What a bitch, right?
You need a 9-to-5 his ass. Just put something in his coffee.
It's a woman, but it's fine. No, it's whatever. Same thing. It doesn't matter. Everybody, I'm okay. The point is, my ex-boyfriend looked a lot like the guy from Paranormal State. And I remember watching that show thinking, like, I wonder if my boyfriend's psychic. And then he bought me a foot bath for Christmas. I'm like, well, that solves it. He's not.
Yeah.
Not psychic.
I felt like there was a lot of sexual tension on that show.
Between who?
Just all of them. Like, I felt like they were either banging, like,
secretly, or they wanted to bang.
Well, they were a bunch of college students,
weren't they?
All the
girls definitely wanted to bang him, though.
I was thinking Sergey and Ryan Buell are fucking. That's what I got right off the bat. I was like, they're fucking.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was also just, like, they kind of had that, like, I don't want to be mean, but, like, you know, like the band nerd vibe where they're all screwing like the stank vibe of just like they definitely
like
all
do it.
He was
a drum player. Would that be the hot one?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The bass player?
I was thinking of like marching band, but same thing.
A saxophone lead?
All of the marching band kids slept together in high school. I know. It was weird.
What else were they going to do, though, you know?
No, I know. Bless their hearts. Yeah. I don't know.
At least they got laid.
I know. Hey, you know, I certainly didn't. I was in Bible club.
Oh, she clowned for Christ.
God damn it. You tell everybody that.
I told him the story of my Miss Chillicothe.
I feel like everyone needs to know that you clowned for Christ. Why wouldn't people
on repeat
want to know that?
Well,
which led you down to this path, what you're doing now?
I mean, look, I was always true to myself. At one point, deep down inside, I really was just a girl who wanted to tell people about Jesus and wear clown wear at the same time. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, you didn't. Nobody wanted to do that.
Nothing wrong with it per se. I did. But when you start really digging in.
Yeah.
A little weird.
Yeah. Post 9/11 America was a weird place, guys. Anyway, so we're going to talk about these cases that had heavy involvement, we'll say, with a psychic one way or another.
Yeah, I took out some of the more vague ones. But I guess before we get into that, not that we haven't already started some rhetoric, but at what point did you, I guess, know that you were psychic or that you had these abilities?
Oh, yeah, that's a great
question.
What
does that feel like?
Ever since I was little, honestly, I always tell the story. I had really bad asthma as a kid, and I was in and out of the hospital back then because I'm old. They put you in a plastic bubble.
Yeah.
And so I stayed in that plastic bubble, and I remember talking and telling, whether you choose to call them your guides or angels or messengers, I had told them, I'm ready to go, like, I'm so tired.
Oh, baby.
And I was like four or five, and they said, nope, you've got things to do here, you're not going yet, and I heard that voice clear as day, and then from then on.
Wow. Yeah.
But my dad swears that I was doing readings for his friends when I was like 3 or 4 years old.
That's crazy.
So your family is very like accepting of this and not like horrible to you about it? Like they're not weirded out?
My mom was a little bit more like, I'm going to take away those scary movies if you don't stop, stop saying all this shit. But my dad was more like, well, what are you seeing and encouraging me to kind of act on it?
It's so interesting that it was your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally it's the mom.
Right.
Like, I know if my son, like, looks at me one day and is like, there's an old man outside and there's nothing there. First of all, I'm going to be thrilled. But secondly,
right.
I'll be the one, like, totally in. My husband would
You're
going to
call
like,
me and Carrie, right?
Yeah, I'm going to bring him on the show.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, no, he'll just come on the show. He'll just
what
be another permanent guest.
I
set Jack right in there.
If that happens, I will strongly encourage you to encourage him to.
Of course.
Bring it out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what ends up happening is parents shut the kids down and act like it's their overactive imagination and blah, blah, blah.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then what do you do with your psychic abilities? I know you've given some of my friends, you've been on a bunch of their podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also know that you've given them readings and they're all big fans. But is that, I guess, kind of like what you do with your ability? Because I know you said you don't like to delve into
it's kind of, to me, it's kind of played out, and what I want to do is help people overcome shit, empower people, take away that fear,
like a life coach, like a psychic life coach,
but with more of like
Brilliant.
The oomph behind it, you know what I'm saying?
Love
kind
it.
Of get you out of that slump and talk about what's going on, what's really going on with you, not sugarcoating it or saying that we need to surround you, not shitting on love and light, but None of that. Well, let me surround you with positive energy, or let me give you these good vibes. I want to get down to the nitty gritty and kind of to your core.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm
so think
excited.
You did drive in behind me into Adam's palatial mansion, and before the driver took your keys. Does your car? Do you have a dream catcher?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're gonna agree to disagree. It's one of my phobias. I don't know why.
A dream catcher?
Yeah.
Why are you scared of dream catchers?
I don't like those or fanny packs.
She's like averse to it, like specifically. She's brought this up a couple times.
Until you threw in fanny packs, I thought maybe there was some sort of like magical reason, but now I don't.
It's a cliche for me because I'm Native American. I'm a Apache Indian, so somebody gave it to me as a gift, and I put it on my thing.
And I have Indian in my blood, too.
I don't carry that shit in my house.
Yeah.
I mean, because honestly, it's kind of bullshit. No, just kidding. It's so funny.
I used to have Mardi Gras beads on my rearview mirror, so I guess I can't really be throwing, slinging mud over here.
Kind of the same thing. Yeah.
Mardi Gras beads and dream catchers.
Just catching a different dream when you catch those beads.
They're both talismans. It's just for different journeys.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's fine. Okay, so let's start going over these cases.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first one is about Penny Sarah. She was killed on July 16th, 1973 in Connecticut. After investigators ran into some difficulty finding her killer, the investigator on the case decided to call in the help of psychic Pascarella Downey.
That's a name.
Doesn't that sound like a pen name?
Hi, I'm Pascarella. Excuse me. Oh, spell it. P-A-S.
Spelled like it sounds, please.
Yeah, what does that even rhyme with? Cinderella.
Sarsaparilla.
Oh, Sarsaparilla. Shit, you got right to it.
Thank you.
So my question was, do psychics have pen names?
What
or
do you
no?
mean pen? No.
Pseudonyms.
I'm Chris Medina.
Yeah.
So,
Carrie's know. Just
psychic.
Psychic.
Well, in parentheses.
Psychic Chris Medina. Yeah.
Oh, psychic Chris.
Psychic Chris.
Are you just suggesting that, like, this woman should probably have picked a pen name as a psychic?
Well, when I used to have a blog and, I don't know, it was, like, on my separate time, my name was Sapphire Jones. My blog.
That is shockingly appropriate.
Sapphire so good. Yeah. That's like a good stripper name too.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be mean. I was like, okay, what
like
are
a
you
sassy
going
black
for?
Lady, yeah. Right?
I've always wanted to do a lounge act, and I wanted to call myself Filthy Mercedes.
Oh, God, I got to get a name.
But
now.
With a PH?
Yes. Filthy.
I like both of those names
that's
so
like
much.
That's my alter ego, for real. I really want to do this.
I think my blog's still online under Stories I Tell My Hairdresser.
Sapphire Jones.
Wow.
Damn.
So Sapphire, let's get back to the story. Right.
Danny predicted that Sarah's murder was most likely caused by a mechanic that had the initial E on his name tag. The psychic also said that the killer wouldn't immediately be caught, but that blood would be his downfall. All of Downey's predictions proved to be correct when 26 years later, a man named Edward was arrested for the murder of Sarah after DNA blood testing linked him to the crime. Turns out that Edward was in fact a mechanic when he took Sarah's life.
Hmm.
That would be kind of frustrating 26 years later.
Yeah, that's the thing. They were like dead on, but also it took 26 years.
But
so
it's a
like,
family. Yeah. Don't you know, like you can chill for a little bit?
What?
You know, like you don't have to keep calling. Like, has this case been solved yet? Like, you know, you have time to wait.
That's true, I guess. I would imagine that like if you give a reading, do you ever have an anxiety about like, I don't know. I guess
like
I never thought
frame?
About it. Like, are they, if they don't, if the person you're giving a reading to doesn't feel that like gratification in the next, whatever that watermark of time needs to be, would you ever worry about something like that? Or you just kind of trust the process and let them be who they are and move on? Or
I used to worry about it a lot until my guides were like, stop. And I know that sounds so stupid to say my guides. Whenever
is that like your
stupid.
Boss? Like you've got like a panel
of
bosses?
Well, I say they, and everyone's like, who the fuck is they? And I'm like, my guides, angels, messengers. I used to, I did a podcast one time, and I read three people live on air. And these fuckers were like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. No, it seems off. I'm going to disagree. I was like, oh, fuck. This is live on air. I'm getting shot down here. I hung up the phone. I was pissed. After we were done with the interview, I was pissed. 5 minutes later, well, my guys were like, relax, relax, relax. Five minutes later after the show, I got those three emails. They were like, we didn't realize you were going to go that far in depth, and we didn't want, we know people that listen to the show, but you were right.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But well, that was shitty of them.
It was. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
tough on your credibility.
And how do you, and what do you, what do you,
what
tell
did they
them?
Expect? Like, I mean, listen, even if you're like the most skeptic of skeptics, like as a person putting a show together, you'd have to at least say to yourself, like, okay,
right,
we have this person on, I have to be open to this, or that first of all, the episode will suck. Yeah. Like, no one will like listening to somebody getting trashed. Like, no one's gonna enjoy that.
So if you listen to all the podcasts now, what I do is I give the host a reading before the show starts.
Sure. That
because
makes
I
sense.
Tell them it's gonna get personal. Yeah. It's gonna get serious. I did a show at the Soho House one time, and this guy was like, Can you call me on stage? And I was like, yeah, I'll call you on stage. I said, but is there anything that you want me to stay away
You're
from?
You're establishing boundaries. That's smart.
And he's like, no, tell me everything. So
I bring him up. Nobody really wants everything.
I brought him up on stage and I was like, okay, I'm going to give my quick little spiel, blah, blah, blah. But I have to warn you ahead of time. And he was like, what? I said, do you want me to bring up your identity issues?
Oh, shit.
And he was like, what do you mean? I said that you're gay. And he was like, I'm done. You can't. I have people from work that are sitting here listening. There's no way. So...
Wow.
But like, that's the big, like, what?
Yeah,
do people just,
yes.
I don't even know how to finish my sentence. So, well, so annoyed. Like, I don't.
Annoyed.
That's again, I'm not saying I'm the end all be all for psychics, but that's what sets me apart from everybody else is that I go directly in and I give you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
You're like the Tony Robbins of psychics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it now. Who mm-hmm. I love Tony
niche.
Robbins.
And then with the medium side of it, that's different too, because not all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They come through. And if they come through, it's not like when they die, you lead them into this beautiful white light and they change who they are.
No. Yeah.
No.
What would you say, if just a rough guess, as far as psychics who are out providing services for money, what would you say is the percentage of those people that are just scamming people?
I'd say about 90% of them, if not more.
Wow.
I used to do those psychic events, like not shitting on the Conscious Life Expo, but I've done those type of events.
Of course. Yeah.
And I had psychics coming up to me. I swear to God, I shit you not, coming up to my table and saying, Chris, can you come over? I need your help with this. To read their clients.
Were they reading palms or like reading cards?
Reading tarot cards.
Yeah,
reading palms,
all of it.
Not shitting on crystals, but a lot of crystal energy, mm-hmm. a lot of Reiki bullshit. Some of these people, again, I have no problem.
I love you so much. You're like my kind of psychic here, because it's like... tactical stuff, like, okay, how can we actually,
and if you ever came to my table, people were like, it was completely bare except for a little card holder with my business cards in it.
Of course.
And people were like, well, what are you gonna, where's all your stuff? And I was like, it's all right here.
You're right.
Yeah.
And I'm the show.
Need the gimmicks, right?
I don't need the gimmicks here. Yeah.
Ugh.
So. Yeah, I went to Casadega, there's that community in Florida, which is like one of the
I'm
biggest
so fascinated by that.
Like town, it's just everyone in town is like a psychic or medium, allegedly. And they
why
have,
isn't that a show?
I did a podcast about it once.
No, but
yeah.
Like we should pitch a TV show about it.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Because I mean, what would it be like if everyone knew everybody's business?
Yeah,
I know some legit psychics, and I was thinking about that, putting a reality TV show together with these psychics that are kind of going around and filming their everyday lives and what it's like to be them. Yeah,
yeah. Casadega though, the first psychic we tried to go to was hammered. She was so drunk and was just like,
was it like a drinking
event? Come back at one. No, Casadega is just a town where people live, but almost everyone has a sign on their door offering either psychic readings or like medium type stuff. And the That's woman funny. We finally went to, I was with my girlfriend at the time, and after
she's no Angie
after it, she definitely is not. And after we got out, it was really obvious that the things she told me were just stuff that she had talked to my girlfriend about. Like some of it was verbatim stuff my girlfriend had said to me before. Like, you know, it's okay if you drink, just don't drink so much vodka. It's like, that's my girlfriend talking. That's not you talking. And she went first. And
also, do you realize it's my girlfriend who's causing me to drink all this vodka?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they both sound like bitches.
We hate them both. On your behalf.
Yeah.
Thank you so
just
much.
So you
I
know,
appreciate
we
that.
We love you, Adam. Okay, let's do this next little case here.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I don't know. I'm just trying to transition just so there's another
You're
thing.
Doing great.
I love you.
When Sylvester Tonette went missing, both his family and police were stumped as to where he might be. So to further the investigation, they called in psychic Nancy Meyer, who, by the way, I've heard of before. In her bio, it says she's a psychic consultant. And that's kind of why I was asking you, are there different labels because a lot of the there's another one I think that likes to call herself a clairvoyant.
A psychic consultant almost sounds redundant, though.
It's almost like calling a receptionist a secretary. You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. kind of like the same. It's just another fancier name for
okay.
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a landscape architect. In some cases, they're just gardeners.
So when she joined the investigation,
in most cases,
Meyer told the family that Tonet was dead, but that his death had not come out of violence. Meyer explained that the 78-year-old Tonet had gone out for a walk in the forest. Two issues with this. He's 78.
Yeah, 78.
Why would you like do anything?
Look out. You got hips to worry
require,
about.
Yeah, any sort of exercise. Like yeah. You should be sitting at home watching Jeopardy and drinking mint juleps.
Right.
Possibly playing Pinochle. Mm-hmm. Also, two, Slender Man could be in there in
yeah.
the forest.
Whoa,
you don't go
great
into the woods.
Second point about the forest. Slender Man.
Yeah.
And that's when he became confused and lost. The oh. man
when he saw Slender Man?
Maybe
while drinking mint juleps.
Maybe
in the forest at 78.
Yeah.
We 78. We weren't there. We can't say it didn't happen.
You know exactly. how you have child leashes? You need to have that on like 78-year-olds.
Oh hell
like,
yeah!
Like you can't let them out of your sight.
I'll get you one, Carrie.
Because this is what happens. Yeah. The man continued to wander further and away, and then he got they think confused, lost. He either fell or he laid down to rest. I would take option two, even if I wasn't 78. Meyer told police that Tonet was actually much further away from where they had been looking. She used her senses to circle on a map where Tonet would be found, and then his body was found just 150 yards away from where Meyer had her vision.
Wow.
And I said that sounds both frustrating yet a relaxing way to go.
Yeah, just like you lay down in the forest. Like that's like the most – I would like that.
I'm just going to take a forever nap.
Well, I mean – in the woods? Like, I want to go in my sleep, but to go in my sleep in nature without a bunch of people around sounds preferable.
I know. Does it sound
kind
of magical? Like a Mariah Carey video?
And try to eat you and shit while you're dead?
Yeah, that's a part I don't like.
No,
yeah,
you can have me. I don't need this after that. I'm good.
I'd prefer not to be picked apart.
Yeah. No, yeah. Really?
I'd like a pretty corpse, please.
Yeah.
Really?
Who that's cares? The first thing that I think of when somebody's missing. I wonder if animals got to their body.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who cares? I think it's just different because I've had so many operations and weird maybe I don't know because the way I see my body I'm just like
when they find
and you imagine if
water.
They don't go well they're just gonna be like well bring in the animals.
I would prefer it to go to good on some level like I don't know fed back to the land no just me okay
like I think about Lacey Peterson's body and we're gonna get to that later but like fish picking
no
at it,
water deaths are not the me. Same thing as a forever nap in the forest.
Oh really? It's
no,
not
no
please explain
because that's just traumatic for people who find it in another. Your skin slides off.
Yeah.
It's different. Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch Autopsies on
yes.
HBO?
Yes. Oh, I still watch it. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. on it's really HBO Go. You guys can watch it
is
all
it?
The time. Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah. That is.
No, I'm watching it again.
Unsolved Mysteries right now.
Oh, yeah. That's on Hulu now, I think.
Yep.
That's the best.
All right. Number three. Maria Scott was a prostitute. What? Finger me, Adam.
Finger me.
That's the thing
we
do here.
Because she's a prostitute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whose body was found 7
Shut up, Adam.
Shut up, Adam.
We need more yes and from you today.
Was found 7 months after her disappearance. 4.5 years later, the lead investigator of the case, Mr. Little, asked for psychic Debbie Malone's assistance in finding Scott's killer. Malone was able to lead police to the cabin that Scott was killed in, but that's not all. The psychic also found the murder weapon launched in a drain pipe. Malone also told police that she felt like the murderer had walked through her as she entered the cabin and explained that this was an action that only ghosts are able to do. This was before Little told Malone that Scott's suspected murderer had committed suicide.
I got a question.
Did he commit suicide?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
No, he did.
Well, no, my question is, an action only ghosts can do? What do you think about that? Are there things that only ghosts... Do you see what I'm at? Like, it's a weird question.
Versus, yeah, well, I can pick up whether somebody's hiding in my room that's actually a living person and a spirit.
Hiding in your room?
Yeah,
how
or,
often
or,
do
like,
people hide in your room?
Like, my kids love to scare the fuck out of me.
Oh, your
oh,
kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Real people. Uh-huh.
Or Gina yeah. try to scare me.
I was
or,
just okay. picturing a stranger jumping up like, you should have known I was here.
I was like, your life is so exciting. Like, this is amazing. That's like the did either of you watch the old Pink Panther movies where they used to hire somebody to jump out and fight him? It's just me.
No, because it wasn't the same thing as the cartoon.
No, yeah, it's not.
I was like,
yeah.
That's so boring.
Yeah, but
yeah,
anyway.
I was way bummed as a kid when I saw the Pink Panther movie.
Did anybody see Why Him, the movie with James Franco?
Come on, of course.
Okay, so.
With Bryan Cranston, James Franco.
So,
come on, yeah.
So he hired
is that a new one.
Yep. He hired Jordan Peele to jump out.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
So same. That's what you do, I bet.
I wonder if being a psychic is like being a comedian, where they're like, "Could she see that coming? Like, hey, tell me a joke, Caitlin."
Oh, yeah. So anytime much, you get in an Uber and they find out you're a comic,
yeah,
it's tell me a joke. Yeah. No.
Or what are the winning lottery numbers? I'm like, right. I fucking knew you think I'd be sitting right here.
Yeah, sorry that get my gifts are meant to actually help people.
And that's where people, where I tell people all the time, I can't, and it's not a cop out, I can't use it for personal gain.
Do you have somebody that you see?
I see an astrologer, my own personal astrologer.
I am so into astrology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how we knew so much.
Yeah. Astrology is like my favorite thing.
People shit on it, but it's so accurate.
It is accurate, yeah. Especially if you get a real reading. My favorite part about getting a reading for me was when this woman told me that my chart on a 95% matched up with Meryl Streep's. Can you imagine the joy that I felt?
She Meryl comes Streep in her panties and whenever. It's like Pavlov's dog.
Yeah.
You say Meryl Streep and she...
It's a good day. Yeah. It's a good day. My Pluto is the same or something like that as Princess Diana's.
Avert your eyes towards him, Caitlin. No, I have no idea.
I'm just trying to remember it and I didn't want to... But anyway.
I'll have to do your chart later.
It was like the most exciting thing. It was just really great news for me. Princess Diana and Meryl Streep. Hello?
That's a good 1-2 punch.
That is some white lady magic right there.
For sure. Now, for something like, if you were to take on something like this, where would a psychic even start? Like, you're obviously miles and miles and miles away from where this dead body is or where this crime happened. What would be the steps to even try to figure something like this out?
Honestly, for me, I don't know how it works for them, but honestly, a picture for me will do enough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have people, the one thing that people like about me when I give them the readings is I'll tell them, send a picture of whoever it is that you want me to read, and I'll just start reading them blindly.
Oh, wow.
Do you have to touch it for like energy or just look at it?
Just look at it. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I do a lot of my readings are over the phone. So I'll have them email me a picture of themselves and anybody else that they want read. And I'll take a look at the picture before I get on the phone with them. Or sometimes if the energy is really harsh from that other side, whether for the person I'm going to read, I'll start getting set up for that ahead of time.
Oh, wow.
In a couple hours, my guides will tell me this is what you need to tell them or this is what I'm getting, blah, blah, blah.
Is it like heart and soul guides? Like, do you know what they look like or is it just voices?
It's not, I don't hear anything. It's just thoughts that are imprinted in my head.
But that's what, it's like an metaphorically audible rather than something like, you know, a person walks in and you're like, oh, hey, Hal, you again. Like you carry, you've got more bad financial news for me. Yeah. That's just what Hal does.
It's visions, I call them Polaroid snapshots of what's going on. And then telling me, listening, it's like watching a movie almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Hmm. Oh, do you get any sort of vibes from the three of us? Like, we're good people, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to read Adam afterward.
That was the... Okay.
Me?
Yes. But I have to say...
He's got some questions. I only had one.
I
wanted to know if he could guess Chet Wilde's dick size.
No, that's not what he does.
I'll show a picture.
Show me a picture of Chet Wilde. I'll tell you what his dick size is right now.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture at the ready?
A picture of Chet's dick?
No. Or Chet.
I feel like that I would know right away.
I feel like, that would be an unfair advantage. Yeah.
I just want to go on record by saying that as somebody
in a
who's
video, I'm going to show a picture of Chet after this.
That has now recorded hundreds of hours of talking with Carrie. We're good people, right? Is the most on-brand question for Carrie asking a psychic ever. Just, I'm a good person.
And she's squinting at me when she said that. She's like, you better fucking say yeah,
that's Carrie.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right? That's the Leo in you. Right? Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cusp of Leo.
She's a cusper. Okay.
And it seems like you're unsure on me because you were like, well, let me talk to that guy after and then I'll answer.
Yours is more,
his is more internal. His is more his thought process and things that go through his head.
Oh, man.
So that's what I'd like to open.
He's a lockbox over there.
That would be dark.
Lockbox with a heart of gold, though. That's what we love about.
Do you feel like you're reserved at the beginning? Met you, like I definitely felt like you're reserved. I think you're cautious.
I'm a lot more introverted than people give me credit for. Even though I do this and host podcasts and things.
He's able to talk to people and then still, while they're talking to him, he's internalizing what they're saying at the same time. So he's present, but at the same time, he's envisioning or getting, whether he wants to call it, his own hits on that person and what's coming out of their mouth. Like, almost like reading them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems pretty accurate.
I remember...
Yikes!
I remember immediately liking you. Immediately,
yeah, you
that tracks. That tracks. I'm pretty great.
Immediately, but no, because I don't immediately like.
You do really well with guys, though, Caitlin. You're definitely like a guy's girl.
Yeah, I was so happy when I had
and
a son.
I'm
I was like, oh,
better
God.
With women. I'm way more comfortable being friends with
and I'm
all women.
Yeah, I'm a girl's
that's,
girl.
That's my dream. Like, this is the good friendship combo with men for me always. Is like the ones that are like are appreciative of women.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this will be good because I have a masculine energy, so it always works really
Yeah.
The flannels don't help.
I know. Well, I'm a domestic goddess. I love my flannel. I'm covering up my... okay. Sorry. I wear a lot of flannels.
I had a joke with a friend. I was telling her, God, you have such lesbian attire.
Me. Yeah, me. The do you know what else I love?
If only she was the athlete
loafers.
To play softball.
God, oh, I does. Literally, I have like... I seriously would have been the best lesbian, but I just
You're too
really...
pretty. Oh, wait. That wasn't...
I feel like a
little... We edited that out.
What?
Wait, nothing. I didn't mean that.
You don't even play softball.
What's wrong with
I
you?
I don't have my arms aren't toned enough to be a lesbian. That's how
they are
I
not.
Feel. They are not.
Wow. Kidding.
It's true. All my lesbian friends have these like amazing arms, and I'm like, why? Oh, fuck.
Good for building and hacking shit.
But they're also just good huggers. Okay, here we go. Oh wait, one last thing I just want to say is that what was the psychic's name here? Debbie something. What
Debbie
was
Malone.
Debbie Malone.
Dad, I would bet $250 that Debbie Malone has huge acrylic fingernails.
It's a huge acrylic fingernail name.
That is
for
a
sure.
name that, and I bet the fingernails. I'm just going out on a limb here, not using psychic ability, just the name though. I bet she has like weird nail polish all the time.
And
like
teased hair.
I feel like she wears juicy sweater.
Like Aquanet, like crispy, like don't touch that
but
hair.
But Midwest, right? Are we thinking Midwest?
Maybe, but she definitely smokes.
I'm feeling Midwest.
She's a smoker. Big some, girl.
She's got an accent.
Yeah,
I'm
thinking she's bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something in this register. Yeah. Debbie Malone, you're going
to
find your...
Oh, we're going to get to another one who I know for sure smokes.
Okay, do it.
Okay, but not this one.
Do it!
Do it!
Do it, Carrie. Do it.
Carrie, just do it.
Just read it, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie, these are good notes. Just do it. Just read them.
Read the notes about Melanie.
Look at her face.
You guys are going to scare off our new friend, Psychic Chris.
No, we're just scaring off.
I'm at home here. I love it.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Read the story for Psychic Chris.
Do you? I squinted at you.
You better fucking say yes.
Carrie, these are good notes. Just read them.
Okay, go ahead.
I got him off the net.
I got him off the World Wide Web.
After she'd been drinking, by the way.
I did,
that's what she told me. She said, I'm gonna pull up the notes after I've had a couple glasses of wine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was in an island. What? Melanie Uribe was a nurse who was reported missing after she was absent from 2 days of work and in parentheses, I wrote, not to sound bitter, but I once left my job at Enterprise Rent-A-Car for lunch on a Monday and didn't show back up until the following Monday and no one searched for me.
Wow. What did you do there? Like, what was your job?
Rental car
Squinting
agent?
It was Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Okay.
Yeah, I rented cars, dude. It's in the title, bro.
She rented out cars. What do you want?
I had just graduated college and remember, I was like, this job sucks.
Seriously.
So I went out to lunch and I was like, I don't think I'm going back. Oh. So I just didn't show up for a week. And then I was like, wait, I've got bills to pay. I think I have to go back.
Do you remember during the NCAA tournament, they were running all of the, I think it was last year, they were running all of these commercials about student athletes and how most of us don't go on to be professional athletes. And then it's like an Enterprise Rent-A-Car commercial and they're all like, we work at Enterprise now.
It's true.
And
they
I'm like,
athletes,
you should have quit swimming and studied more.
Yeah. Sororities, probably. Fraternities.
It's a lot of communication majors working.
I ended up staying there for almost 7 years. Mm. Anyway.
She's loyal.
Yeah. I like abusers.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so moving on. Nobody, but people called for this person.
Yes. Yes. After 2 days. While different searches were carried out to find the missing girl, clairvoyant Etta Smith decided that Uribe was not in an area where police were looking. Smith expressed that the victim was in a place like Lopez Valley and near her home. So instead of waiting for the police's assistance, Smith decided to do a little investigating and ended up finding the body of Uribe? Okay.
You're good.
Right before the police made their way over to the scene of the crime, Smith was detained and questioned.
I bet.
But was later released.
Can you imagine?
No.
After.
Oh.
Yep.
Sorry.
Gotta give us
investigators
more.
Investigators caught the real killer. And I just said, that's the defense that I'm going to use if I ever find myself in a similar situation.
That is my greatest fear right there.
Of
right?
course it is. Well, first of all, like, have you ever seen that movie The Gift with Cate Blanchett?
No.
Oh, God. It's one of my favorite movies about psychics ever. It's Sam Raimi directed it, actually.
It's pretty good.
It's got Greg Kinnear, Katie Holmes, Kate Blanchett, Keanu Reeves.
Gang's all here.
Hilary Swank.
The Gift?
The Gift. You're going to love it. All anyway, right. I just thought, like, how... I mean, you're born, you didn't ask to be here, and then you're given this gift where you see dead people. Like, you really, like, your thing is that you know where dead people are.
Yeah.
That sucks. Like, that sucks.
I don't want that one.
Does not, I don't want that one either. Because then it's like, either ghost Bruce Willis, sorry, spoiler alert, comes in to help you, you know, work out your inner ghost therapy problems, and then you start actually helping people, or you just feel crazy. Mm-hmm. Do you think people with this ability sometimes are treated for schizophrenia?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
Because
yeah.
they're not, they haven't connected with themselves enough to...
Or they didn't have the support that they needed when they were coming up with mm-hmm. it and kind of told people, you're hearing voices in your head and putting them on right. medication and shit.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm just curious about that. Man, that would suck. Anyway, so, sorry.
Okay, we just have three left.
All right.
Good. All right.
Okay.
Dut!
We are moving through. Dut!
Dut! Dut!
Read about Andre
fucking
Jacob.
Cut.
Caitlin fucking Cut is in the fucking house.
You're so gangster.
You are such a rock star.
Oh, look at her face. Can I just
there read it is. This, there's please. The sorority smile right there. Oh, that one has gotten us through a lot of shit. That
smile in. Got me fourth through seventh place somewhere in the range for Miss Chillicothe.
We gotta get her a sash. Go on.
Fourth through seventh.
While we record all the time, it's your power sash.
Andre Daigle disappeared after a night of out drinking with his friends.
Why is the soundboard so fucking quiet?
Just finger me.
That didn't go the way I wanted it to go.
We get fingered on this show?
Finger me. Oh wait, no, we missed. Okay. Finger Caitlin.
Yeah, here we go. Yay.
We have a high five. It's like
we have fingers. Foam fingers if we need them.
Yeah, as extensions.
And they have they light up.
Nice. And they light up.
I'm not going to demonstrate because I can never figure it out.
Okay.
Anyway, so Andre disappeared out of a night of partying. The young man had offered to drive a woman home and was not seen or heard from for the next 4 days, which is interesting, like, how they would know that.
Yeah, right? I agree.
Andre's sister started to get worried and decided to take a picture of her missing brother to psychic Rosemary Kerr. Mm. When looking at the photograph, Kerr said that she had a sharp pain in her head and explained that that's the type of pain that Andre must have received. She also pointed out the area where Andre could be found and described one of the men who had been involved in the crime. Andre's brother decided to investigate the psychic's findings and made a trip over to the area where his brother might be found. When he began his investigation, he witnessed his brother's car driving past.
Wow.
How fucking crazy is that?
Was anyone in it?
No,
I'm sorry,
just
go
a ghost. Andre's ghost.
That's a ghost car.
Ghost Rider. Ghost Ride the Whip.
We haven't seen that car in 30 years.
It's a 2015 a Nissan. But 30 years!
I said...
Don't ask questions.
I said 30 years.
We're not great at math here.
Go on, Carrie.
Fuck math.
He decided to follow the car with the aid of the police. Eventually, the police and Andre's brother managed to corner the two men in Andre's car. It turns out the two men had violently killed Andre by hitting him with a hammer on top of his head.
That's another ability that sounds like it sucks. You're just like a voodoo doll for dead people? Like that wouldn't
feel I can pain? Sympathize with that, yeah.
Really?
I've read people on the phone, again, this is all on the phone, not looking at them face to face and have gotten upset stomach to the point where I'm like gagging, literally doing the reading. And I'm like, do you have stomach issues? And they're like, yes, I'm all, it's not, she's all.
So you take it on. So do you think you're extremely empathetic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I knew I was like, but you're not pregnant. I said, is it like Crohn's disease? And she was like, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And then I read a celebrity who didn't tell me they were pregnant when I went over to their house. And they were like, can I get you anything? And I was like, water and crackers. I'm extremely not. And I looked at her. I was like, you're pregnant. And then she's like, nobody knows.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that would have been so much less expensive than getting one of those pregnancy tests. Like I had pregnancy.
For right. sure. Yeah.
God, I would die to just like. But, I mean, if I wasn't expecting it, that would really upset me.
So, yep, there we go. Michael Phillips.
Cats? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Michael Phillips is who killed Andre Daigle, right?
Michael Phillips killed Andre. He pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and was sentenced to life in prison. The highlight of the testimony came when Rosemary Kerr took the stand to tell how she helped solve the murder of Andre of River Ridge. With a jury of 9 women and 3 men, don't know why that's important. Listening in the courtroom, Kara said she led Daigle's family to his missing truck near Slidell. The truck had belonged to the victim and had been driven away by the 2 men later charged with Daigle's death. Kara of Cypress, California, which isn't super far from L.A., said that since then she has communicated several times with the spirit of Daigle, a 27-year-old house renovator. She said Daigle has told her that his family should forgive the people who beat and strangled him before dumping his body in a swamp near Manchac.
I don't know where Manchac is.
I think this is, in Louisiana. The only place that has swamps.
Oh.
It was an over-the-phone reading, I believe. That's how that works. Kara said that she relayed Daigle's spirit message to the large Daigle family. Some family members have not been exactly that forgiving. Kara, whose business card describes her as a clairvoyant, also has business cards. Medium, psychometrist? Yeah, psychometrist.
What is that? Another fancy name for...
psychic.
Sounds
psycho,
like... Psychometrist.
It sounds like she can give you an eye exam with no equipment.
Maybe. I used to work with a woman whose email signature said, artfully yours.
Nope.
Same. That just annoys
Hard
me.
Pass.
It annoys me in the same way.
I sign my my emails best, but I'm changing it to artfully.
Or God bless, so people know for sure that you're going to steal from them.
Or namaste.
Well, yeah.
Namaste.
Namaste. Bitches. In parentheses. Psychometrist and psychic investigator said she had never been in New Orleans before arriving this week for the trial. Elise McGinley of Fullerton, California, testified that after learning of her brother's disappearance in Jefferson Parish, she went to Kara on the night of June 13th upon the advice of a co-worker. Interesting. Kara said that she closed her eyes and placed a finger on the picture that McGinley furnished, introduced into evidence. It was a snapshot of Andre and his 2 brothers. I was moving across the picture for vibrations. She said she then could picture Daigle in his truck sitting beside a man with long blonde hair. She said she saw water, a long bridge with railroad tracks, and I felt terrible pain in my head, and a voice was saying, my head is killing me. Literally. She also closed her eyes and moved a finger on a map of the state. I felt a tingling, and I stopped. That's because somebody said Meryl Streep, and it was Caitlin, and she got cummy. Her finger stopped near Slidell. I told Elise she should get someone to that area as quick as possible. Kara testified that at the time, she actually knew that Daigle was dead, but I couldn't tell his sister then. I knew she would not have been prepared for the death.
Oh, that would be weird. If you knew something like that and you just kind of thought this is probably not.
Well, maybe that's where the psychometrist comes in, where she's like,
oh,
she has like a capabilities. But then like also a psychiatrist? I don't know.
And has that clinical side to her?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But optometrist is like an optometrist, so it's like she could that she wasn't ready to get the news.
Exactly.
I was waiting for one of you guys to have that back and forth maniacal laughter.
You want me to try the soundboard again, see how it's going?
Nope, nothing.
I have no idea what's going on here.
It must be my energy waves messing with your equipment.
It's got to be something like that.
What? It's crossed wires.
My brother does that even though he thinks he's an atheist. He shuts down things all the time. I'm like, okay.
It's interesting.
He doesn't believe in anything other than, you know, dirt.
What's in front of his face?
Yeah.
Charles Gervais was the other man found in Daigle's stolen truck when he stopped by Pearl River Police near Slidell. He pleaded guilty to first-degree murder, was sentenced to life in prison. At the time of his arrest, Gervais told authorities that he and Phillips killed Daigle as a test of nerves, which is bullshit.
Wow.
But they also needed to kill to get a vehicle and money for guns.
Okay, so that's definitely gilding Lily.
Yeah.
They needed money and guns, but really, yeah. That's depressing.
You know what? People should stop murdering people.
Why?
I'm just going to go out on that limb.
Fair.
And just say.
I'm going
to
say fair.
It's a stance I'm willing to take.
I'd never considered it until
less murder,
it.
Less rape.
Whoa.
Anything else?
I know.
I would really.
You don't have to co-sign it with me.
Is that your platform?
Yeah.
I just don't want you to tell me how to live my life.
Yeah.
You know, yes. This is America.
I mean.
And if I want to rape and murder, it's my constitutional right.
She should
right.
be able to.
You yeah. should, yeah.
I should.
That's a good point. I'm sorry.
But now
I tried
that we
to
know him,
that.
We are not going to start with psychic Chris Medina.
No, we are not. Because his people will then invade my head, I think, is what will happen.
You don't want any trouble, do you?
It's okay. I got my own people. They're already yelling at me. Okay.
Arthur Herbert was a pilot of a plane that mysteriously. Why would you do that?
Adam was scrolling the notes up and down to fuck with Carrie.
Read it while it's moving.
Carrie, just read it. Just
see how good you are, Carrie.
Come on, Carrie.
I'm not. I'm not.
Oh, you're a podcast host, huh? Okay, we'll read some notes.
Anybody, I see what you're doing.
Anybody get my joke? Oh, thank you.
I did get it.
I can hear the soundboard just...
It works now.
You figured it out.
I unblocked it for you.
Holy good shit. Job. That was,
that was nice.
That was so loud.
Oh, man. Somebody's dead relative is fucking with us.
All right. Artie Herbert, the pilot of a plane.
I like that you gave him a nickname.
That mysteriously disappeared in 1984. After a long search for Herbert and his three passengers, which is my worst fear, is that I will disappear on a plane or anything plane related.
So you're also specifically worried about disappearing? I feel like your phobia for planes is like this sprawling fear. Anything that could happen on a plane is then also...
It's also that it will crash or that it will just tear into two.
It's so specific and huge, your fear of planes. Like you.
That would bother me to die on a plane, to hear everybody else screaming. You know, yeah. Like, what the fuck are you screaming for? We're all going to die anyway.
Yeah, I would try to organize the crowd. Uh-huh. See, I would still even try in my last few moments to be like, guys, let's just relax for a minute.
I'd run to the back where the beverage cart is. I would start downing those airline bottles of alcohol. I'd find whoever was close to the bathroom, hit the Mile High Club. Like, I'm checking boxes as I'm going down.
That makes sense, yeah.
I got 30 seconds to suck someone's dick. Hurry up and get back here.
Where are you going? Yeah. Get back in here.
As somebody who's flown with you before, I don't know how you'd be able to accomplish all of that.
I would try.
Because you prepare yourself in a whole warrior way before you get on a plane.
That, I do.
Oh, she has a ritual?
Something like that.
Something like that.
I bet it involves Xanax.
It sure does.
Oh, it sure does. To the point where I had to remind her of the whole flight. Hope we landed last time.
We were talking about it after, and I was like, she was like, oh, the guy across the aisle from you. And I was like, oh, I bet he looked like. And she goes, you were there. Like, how do you not remember what he looked like?
There was a guy very clearly afraid of flying. And Carrie, every like hour or so, would turn around and whisper to me, we're going to die. We're all gonna die. And the guy would just stare at Carrie, and I'm like,
he's
shaking
like, he's drinking
his drink. Clearly, like ex-military PTSD, like racked with fear. And Carrie was just like, "Oops, this is how it ends. It's fine, whatever." Anyway, moving on. Yeah.
Well placed.
Now I'm just playing with it to make sure it still works. Go on. I'm sorry.
Good job.
The Artie's sister Jessica Herbert wasn't quite ready to give up the idea of finding her brother. Herbert got in touch with psychic detective Noreen Rainier from her ex-husband, and I believe she's a smoker, although she was also smoking hot when she was younger, if you look at the pictures.
Noreen Rainier?
Mm-hmm. Mm. The psychic was able to give the exact coordinates of the crash site and was even able to describe Arthur's final moments to his sister. So then I went down a rabbit hole, because she is one of the ones who I think – have you guys heard of her?
No.
I've never heard of her.
I have not.
Really?
No.
I've seen her on shows before, okay. And I can't remember which one.
Oh, she's
a
celebrity psychic.
Yeah, but I mean, from a while back.
Okay, go ahead.
Like probably some old Forensic Files I've seen her on. So I went down a rabbit hole, found both positive and negative recaps. Positive, she appeared on Good Morning America and Fox's On the Record with Greta Van Susteren in conjunction with
Van
her work
Susteren.
On the Lace Peterson case. In 1981, when psychic investigator Noreen first lectured at the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia, her work with police detectives was considered controversial. Now she is a well-known psychic detective who has worked on over 600 unsolved cases with city, county, and state law enforcement agencies, blah, 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 states, foreign countries, whatever.
Okay. All right. So that was
foreign countries or whatever. Welcome to America.
So that was your positive. What was the negative?
So there was a book that she wrote where it says she deceives both readers and her clients. As a true crime mystery promoter, she is not what she appears to be. Her books, videos, and newsletters are scripted by ghostwriters. Her lack of credibility.
Literally.
Well, yeah, they're scripted by ghostwriters.
Who else would script them?
I don't know, you guys.
That was so funny, Karen.
I need a moment. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we're good.
All right, we're good.
Are we okay?
Sorry,
no,
go on.
I'm fine.
Her lack of credibility is cited by judges, police, and eyewitnesses. As a TV spirit medium claiming contact with the dead, Noreen mentions hundreds of cases where I was hired by the police in quotes, yet in federal court, she admitted to zero income from police.
Ooh.
That's not good.
Hiring. Mm-hmm.
Hiring. I wish 2018.
You guys, I wish you guys could see Chris mean mugging that information. Like, I hate that. Makes me so mad.
It's cringy. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, because it's like you guys have enough to overcome. Mm-hmm. Why, like,
you guys.
Why would you put yourself...
Psychic lives matter. Let's get shirts made.
That's it. Hashtag psychic lives matter.
Agree, though. And it's like, because, you know... Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Oh,
that felt good,
wow.
Right? That felt good.
That was the first time we've ever involved a psychic, and I felt...
The energy.
Yeah, I felt a little bit of energy, thing. Too.
Wow, that was nice. You're so happy to have your soundboard back.
Just happy it's working again.
Me too. By 2018, over 485 of her hired by police cases were cited as bogus.
Jeez.
Bogus. While calling herself a police psychic, court documents showed that Noreen gets her highest income psychic. From missing person families and nothing from police agencies. Right? See, that sounds shitty.
Yeah.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of her clients believe she worked for police and constables. Three U.S. federal court assessments on her credibility are below, blah, blah, blah. Many true crime book club readers say she's a fraud.
Strong, any good
dismay that she's a good been scamming missing person family since 1981.
Okay, so here's my thing with this though. Like, I will freely admit, you know, having lost my mom and things like that, I definitely started to gravitate towards psychics after my mom passed away because there was a part of me that just, you know, felt like I wanted that connection, even though after she passed. I had confirmation. It just never like feels like enough. So there's a part of me that hears that she was paid by, you know, families of missing persons. It's like, well, that's okay. Cause she claims to be able to help these people. I mean, and at a certain point, everyone you talk to is desperate for some kind of information. So what do you think about all of this? You know, cause I feel like that's almost marginalizing mm-hmm. and making fun of the people that are seeking this help in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I'm honest with people. When people ask, can you tap into my mom or my grandpa? I won't lie to them. Mm-hmm. If I don't pick up their energy, I'll say, I'm not picking up anything. And that's what sets me apart is I don't try to go in there and say, paging so-and-so,
sure.
can you come through now? But none of that.
Right.
If they're there, they're there. If they're not, they're not. I'm not going to lie to them.
What would be a reason that they would not be there?
They've completely passed on. I've had...
Interesting. So yeah. Can you unpack that a little bit? What that means?
They're happy to be gone. I've had where like this woman's father had passed away, and she was like, "Do you feel him or do you?" And I was like, "I said what I feel is that he's just happy to be not in pain." And I said, she thought, "Are you talking to him?" I said, "No, that's just the memory that I have is he's happy not to be in pain anymore, and he's gone. There's nothing to worry about anymore."
Yeah.
And then I've had readings where, this one woman in particular came to visit me at my house, and she wanted to get in touch with her dad. She wanted to find out family issues.
Sure.
And this guy came in, and he was cussing. He's like, "God damn it. I would never talk to a faggot like you. But since she's bitching and complaining, blah, blah." And I was like, and she's looking at me, and she goes, "What are you getting?" I said, "I have to ask you a personal question." I said, "Was your dad racist before he passed?" She's like, "Yeah, he was." I said, "Was he in the military?"
"He's here."
I said, "He's here, and he's telling me to tell you to mind your own fucking business. You guys went through this before. Stop bugging about it." Yeah.
Wow.
That's my dad.
Mm-hmm. I could see why he's not fully passed over.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's haunting somewhere right now, probably.
I had a psychic tell me at one point that I died, and I stayed here for a while before I passed over in a past life. Somebody told me I literally haunted something. That, yes. I mean, it's a weird thing for somebody to tell you, isn't it? I was like... Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, it sounds like me.
Yeah. That is weird.
Do you believe, Chris, that we get reincarnated?
Yep.
That we come back?
That we come back. Uh-huh.
Okay. And are we supposed to remember anything from past lives?
I don't know whether there's where the imbalance is for me. I've read people that have had one case in particular. I met this kid about a couple years ago at a Comic-Con. I did the event there, and he had came to me for a reading. He wasn't sure, and I said, "Well, just give me $5 and I'll give you 5 minutes. You don't like it, give me your money back. No harm, no foul."
Wow.
He sat down, and immediately my guides were like, "Touch him." And I was like, "Oh, he's young. I don't want to."
So finger him.
Exactly.
I hope they start saying that. So, finger him.
Yeah.
Finger
him. Harry's hoping to influence your guides.
Right. I casually went over and did this.
Yeah, yeah.
And touched his leg.
Oh, wow.
And then immediately the first thing that came up was redemption. That word just came up. And I was like, "You've got a lot of past life energy." I said, "You're the first person that I'm reading that I'm picking up from the past." I said, "It's very important that you do not get involved in drugs this time around." you can't. I said, I feel like
you.
I said, I'm getting images of this woman that you left behind. I said, it was like a mobile home type thing. I see her watering plants, looking out the window, waiting for you to come home. I see you standing across the street looking at her, feeling bad because you know that you did her wrong, but you can't kick the habit.
Damn.
And wow. And I said, I go, and I told him, I said, you came back different this time. I said, I feel like you brought gifts from the past back. I said, so you must be musically inclined. I said, do you play the guitar? And he goes, yeah. And I said, do you sing? And he said, yeah. I said, but there's something off about your ear. There's, I go, were you born? Were you born with a deformity? And he was like, yeah, I was born without an ear. I have a prosthetic ear. I said, in your body, I said, you're not comfortable with your body. He says, I hate it. He says, no matter how many times I try to work out, it's still feminine. And I was like, I go, they brought you back different so that way you wouldn't repeat mistakes again. I said, so do not get involved in drugs.
I hope that's not what happened with me.
Wow.
To make a long story short.
Do you think then that if you have a penchant towards something like addiction, that does roll over?
It does. Uh-huh.
Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I believe it rolls over.
Do you know who William Cooper is? Conspiracy theorist, Behold a Pale Horse.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
That fucker came to visit me back in 2007, 2008. Did not know who he was for 4 years. Haunted me for like 2 months.
Oh,
no wonder you're on this podcast.
Yeah.
Never knew anything
Did
about
you guys have
this
sex?
Man.
Did so I'm jealous. Sex?
No, he wouldn't let me know. He came to me. I knew nothing about conspiracy theories, nothing about aliens, nothing about the government. He showed me all this stuff.
Did he say the Freemasons killed him?
Because
that's how that book opens. He says, if I die in a few years, the Freemasons killed me.
He was, And then I don't know if I should be giving this away, but I read somebody that was close to him. After the fact, they wanted to test me to see what it was. And I was like, you had this person that you're speaking about. I said, I was like, I'm getting pain in the back of my, and I was like, is this William Cooper you're talking about? And she was like, yeah.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He was very, he brought.
How cool is this, Adam? That you don't understand.
Yeah, I'm
into
this.
Like lighting up right now because this is like,
he brought how, for show and tell.
Carrie Martin. She always gets the good gets.
He showed me. So I don't know if you guys believe in aliens or how you guys feel about that.
I do.
Oh, of course I do.
When I talked earlier about being able to feel the energy between a spirit, a real person, and then this alien thing came in, I swear to God, I shit you not, I woke up out of my sleep. I felt something in the room, but this felt like the only way I can describe it is it felt intelligent. I was like, there's something in here that's psychic. It's reading my mind. And it knows that I'm awake and it knows that I'm psychic. Where are you? And I woke up and I kind of sat up. I didn't get out of the bed. And I was looking in between. I had because my kids had an apartment and my kids were down the hall from me. So I leave the door open for them. And I was like, there's something standing in between the door and the hallway there. What is it? And it was darker than a shadow. Mm-hmm. And it was, I remember looking at it, it was really tall. And I said, what are you? And it was, I felt it hearing, reading my mind in it, kind of wondering how I'm doing what I'm doing. And then I looked and I went, what are you? And I leaned my head like this to see what it was. And instead of it leaning its head the way that we lean our heads, its whole body tilted. And I was like, holy. And it was tall, as tall as a ceiling.
Slenderman.
That's Slenderman. What I was thinking. Yeah.
And it was wearing some sort of, I couldn't tell what color it was, but it was wearing like a jacket or a coat. And I saw its limbs, and they were skinny, like a broom handle skinny.
Wow.
And my guide said, it wants to leave. You need to look away. And I was like, no, what is it? And I could feel that thing getting tense and nervous, and it was wondering whether I was going to get out of the bed or not. And my guide said, you need to look away. And that thing I knew that thing had heard what my guides were telling me. And so that thing told me, look down at my leg. And I swear to God, this was not a dream. I looked down at my leg, and it tricked me into thinking that my leg was as skinny as its arm. And I was like, holy fuck. And my guides were like, no, it's a trick. It's a trick. It's just an illusion. It's gone. And when I looked, it was gone.
That's pretty scary, right?
Mm-hmm. Boo.
Pretty scary boo.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy you're here. You have no idea how well, maybe you do. I don't know.
So when people say, like, have you seen a lot? I've seen more things than I care to have seen.
Do you believe in demons?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've seen hell.
I have so much I want to talk to you about, but I don't know how much I want to. This is so interesting to me because I dream about demons. I have, like, real crazy
I witnessed an exorcism in my dream, and I woke up because it was
me too.
Hot.
I've had dreams about exorcisms. I've talked about my weird dreams on this show before. So
yeah. I couldn't go to work because it was burning. My whole oh my right God. Here was hot.
Wow.
Yeah, it felt like I got burned or something. So I didn't go to work for 2 days.
Yeah. One of the I talk about this show from time to time. There was a show called I Survived Beyond and Back. And
yeah,
it was people who died
like
in surgery or something like that. And they talk about what they see while they were dead. And there's so many people who are like, yeah, I went to hell. It was...
hell's real.
Yeah, there's the description. Like, there's one guy who was like, we were just driving down a road and everything turned black and white. And I just had this creeping sense that I was going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an intense show to hear people describe those things.
Do they talk then? Were these bad people?
You get the sense that it's not like there was one guy. The sense I got more was like he died in a moment that was unexpected. And it was more like they snatched him because they were there. And because in that story, he gets like this hand just comes through a wall and pulls him out and is like, it's not your time. And that's how he gets saved.
Because that's what happened to me when I was a little girl. Not your time. You know, someone was coming to get me, and then it was just this like, no, you're not going yet.
Even the ones where people don't go to hell. Like there was one where a woman was like, I was just in this building and there was a room and I could see all my family members in this room and someone just said, it's not your time, and shut the door on me and I woke up. So it's that show. Like, if you don't believe in hell, watch that show. You'll at least believe things are going to get terrifying after you die.
I remember thinking after I woke up, I was like, God, because The Exorcist, to this day, is probably the best scary movie I've ever seen in my life. It's just like, it's like
pretty
like,
good. Yeah.
It is the best horror movie ever made.
And this,
in my opinion,
this kid in my dream was cussing, and I cuss. I talk a lot of shit. Like I have a really nasty mouth. This kid was screaming at priests. I don't know what you call the guy that wears the priest that wears the big
the cardinal.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pope.
They were all
Bishop,
there.
Something like that.
And he was like, "Fuck you!" and like screaming. And I was like, "Oh my God!" It was horrible. Like that movie has nothing on what I saw.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. I don't even know what to do right now.
So when you were talking about your plane incident, I had asked my guides. I was like, God, I'm getting all these questions about like reincarnation. What is it? So I dreamt that I was on a plane, but I wasn't on it. I was witnessing what was going on. I was floating up and paying attention to what was going on. It was during the weekday. These business people were getting ready to take a flight. The plane went up. I saw this guy recline in his chair, getting ready to relax. And then the plane starts shaking really bad. And the pilot comes on. And he's like,
"Carrie's never going to recover from this conversation."
Yeah, the pilot was like, "We're going down." And I was like, "Fuck!" And I remember looking. I was like looking where the pilots were looking out the window, and I could see the ground getting closer and closer. And then it smashed in, and this big white light came. And then all of a sudden, I'm walking down this hallway, and I'm looking down the hallway, and I'm like, "Everything seems tall in here." Like the doors were really high up and the doorknobs were high up here. And I remember hearing a blow dryer to the left of me down that long hallway. And I was like, oh, there's somebody down there. So I started walking and I remember pushing the door open and this blonde haired girl was blow drying her hair. And she woke up and she like looked up. She goes, oh, you're awake now. And the way that she looked at me was like a little kid. I said, oh, my God, I died and came back as a little kid. Woke up.
Wow.
So what do you think that means?
That when you that there is life after death.
It is a thing that there's a.
But it's weird that you remember, like what happened before. Mm-hmm. You know, like you remember being on the plane and then you died and then you came back as a kid.
Do you think your guides were just trying to show you the process, basically?
Yeah. And I've also had, that's another thing too. I've had dreams where, again, I know it's going to sound weird and I don't want to creep you out.
Stop questioning yourself.
I know.
I am loving this. Just
because I don't know how people are going to take
just
it.
Just go.
Yeah.
I had dreams that I was pregnant as a woman. And I remember walking in a restaurant and I was like, oh my God, I can feel it. Like the baby in there, like being bloated and kind of feeling like uncomfortable. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting ready to have this kid. And this guy walked by and he said, hey, you. And I was like, hey. And he goes, let's meet next week because I'll schedule your delivery. And I remember thinking, how am I going to deliver this kid? You know, am I going to shoot it out of my ass or whatever?
Yeah.
And he goes for your C-section. I was like, oh yeah, C-section. And I looked in the mirror at the restaurant and I saw my reflection. And I was a woman with long black hair. Thin, again, I'm not trying to psych myself out here, but maybe in the industry type of person.
Okay.
I went to my astrologer and I was like, I keep having this dream about this woman. And I said, she seems to be Mediterranean or like Italian or something like that, a different ethnicity. I said, we went to some island and they were taking care of me. They kept bringing me platters of food. They knew that I was pregnant and they were trying to help me out and trying to accommodate me. And I go, is there any way to pinpoint when my last life was? And she goes, yeah, let me take a look at your chart and I'll get back to you. She called me like a half an hour later. She's like, oh my God, are you sitting down? I was like, what is it? She goes, according to your chart, the last time you lived was November 18th, 1975. And I said, that's wrong. And she goes, why? I said, because my mother would have been pregnant with me during that time. There's no way. And she goes, maybe you were a walk-in. And so she goes, call your mom and ask her if there was anything different about her pregnancy with you. And so I called her up and I was like, hey, I need to ask you a serious question. Was there anything, did you have any complications with me while you were pregnant? And she goes, yeah. She goes, I got really, really sick. She thought I didn't eat for almost 3 weeks. Your grandmother made me go to the hospital. I went to the emergency room. They said that if I would have waited a couple hours later that we both would have been dead.
Wow.
So the astrologer was like, you probably died. The baby in there died. You walked right in.
That's so interesting. I do wonder if psychic abilities come from near-death experiences. Like if you just have that where...
I don't know. I've always wondered.
I know you've had near-death experiences, but do you think like you have some of those abilities? Like sense things or see things?
If you don't mind me speaking for you.
I would love this.
I think that you do carry...
This is making me... the most happy right now.
I think she's all frosting already.
Yeah. I'm done. No. I'm really genuinely trying to explore this side of myself for the first time. Like, and because I just had a baby and it changed things.
I think that with you, with things that have happened to you, that you tend to shut it out because of the, and this is going to sound weird, but like the material world, you're trying to make sense. Like when you tell me, don't try to hold back, don't do that, or just say what it is. I think that you hold yourself back. And I think that you get inside your own head and trip over your own feet while you're in there. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, no.
Trying to make sense of everything when you should just...
Well, so, like, what do you... Like, it's just so interesting because this has been... It's an interesting week for you to say this to me. I'll just say it that way. But, so, is it just something that I can fix? Is it something that I can... Because I actually just recently, since we're having this conversation, had a very predatory experience with a psychic, like, 3 weeks ago. Yeah. It was a really scary experience, actually. I was about to go back to work and I had a Sunday to myself and I was like, you know, this was literally like the first Sunday I'd had since I had the baby where I wasn't healing or cause I had a really crazy childbirth. I lost 2 liters of blood and almost died and all this other crazy shit that happened to me cause nothing is easy for Caitlin. Bing. And I was like, I love you, Adam.
I love you too, Caitlin. Go on.
Anyway, long story short, I had seen this vision in my head over and over again for the last month of this specific psychic that was near my house, which it was I'd never had like that happen to me before. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go get a reading and see what happens. Well, the second I got to the door, I felt this pit in my stomach, but there was this other part of me that was like, just go through this experience. Like you need to experience this. It won't be good though. Mm. I was like, okay. So this lady came out and I was like, okay, this is definitely, this is a gypsy. this is a different kind of, this is a whole other thing. So she gave me this very passionate reading. Part of it was because ultimately at the end of it, she's like, and then give me $300 and I'll clear all of this shit for you. And
I'm going to burn the 9-foot candle for you. Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. The weird thing is though, everything she said has actually started to happen, which is, I mean, I believe, I could sense her reading me, but at the same time I was feeling very like scared, which is a bad, like, you don't scare me, like, you, I'm very excited to meet you. And ultimately I realized, like, why did I put myself through this? And so I've been processing, and it's like, you get in your own way, which is like a dream that I had recently. And when you just said that to me, I'm like, yeah, well, of course a psychic now is telling me, because that's what the last 2 weeks were about.
And I think with you, in order for that had to happen so you could see the, I'm not shitting on her, I don't know this person, but to see where you make sense of what's going on in your head and with your visions and hearing what she says and kind of walking away with your own interpretation of it. Does that make sense?
That's literally what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, when I do my readings, the very first thing I tell people, I give them my little spiel, and I'll say, depending if it's a half an hour reading or an hour long reading, if it's a half an hour reading, I'll say, I'm going to spend the first 10 to 15 minutes going in and giving you what my guides are giving me directly for you. And then I'll open the reading up to any questions that you have in regards to what I said, or if you want to know about shit that we didn't touch on, we can do it at that time.
That's the best kind.
And they're like, okay. And I ask, I said, but when I do hit stuff, just confirm yes. Do not give me any additional details. None of that stuff. And then and I'll tell them, but during the reading, if you feel like it's bullshit, jump in and call bullshit.
Do you have people that cry?
I think all the time.
Oh, come on.
All
I
the
mean,
time.
Yeah, I'm
all
sure.
Can you give us a little nugget about Adam?
Yeah, because we're kind of done with our content here. So we want to hear. Yeah. So you said you wanted to say something to Adam. So I want to hear what this is.
I think. May I?
Of course. Okay. Yeah.
I think that it would be good for you to venture out of your own mind a little bit and kind of go and do some of the stuff that you've been wanting to do for the longest time. Go and experience that. That's what your job is here, is to experience and to document.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like what's going to end up happening with you, I'm going to say within the next, I know it's kind of a long thing, but I feel like that's what it's going to take for you to get some to get this going here. I feel like you're going to go in a different direction. I feel like you're going to be more on the, I don't know what you plan on doing now, but I feel like you're going to be more into reality television or more into television.
Wow.
Is that what you want to do?
It's a thing I've been, I mean, we've all talked about it.
You got to, there's some things that need to follow, and I don't know how freely you want me to speak or if you want me to.
Oh, go for it. I can.
This is like the goal of what we wanted this show to ultimately be. We want alien people. We want all sorts of people on here. So, yeah.
I think that you need to, I'm not saying that you don't speak up, but when it comes to doing this, because this is your path, this is what you're going to be doing. It's important that you speak up and you put yourself out there instead of kind of holding back. But I feel like, again, there's going to be an itch to want to do more, want to experience more and to document. So you're going to be meeting a lot of interesting people along the way here that are going to kind of point signs to that. Now it's time to start going in a different path here, because I see writing credits behind your name.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What do you do for a living?
Well, I mean, I am a writer and comic and podcast host. Like this is what I do. Uh-huh. Like I
but
run
there's
this
more of
network.
A spiritual, yeah. I'm not saying that you're going to become like the spiritual hokey type of person, but you need to witness and see and venture out and make some of your imagination, because some of the things that you envision are going to start to come true.
Yeah. Like well, that's happened. Yeah.
I don't know if you believe in third eyes. I know I'm second guessing myself.
No, I'm all over all that shit. Yeah.
But it's getting ready to wake up. There's going to be a second wind coming in for you. A more drive to get to where you need to be. But I feel like right now you're kind of marinating and you're stewing right now.
Yeah, I would agree
but
with that.
Stop being afraid, because, or not, I don't know if it's afraid or intimidated by other people that are either above you or that are in the same field as you.
Yeah.
Because again, your path is completely different. I feel like with you, I feel like it's a little bit, and stop me if it feels off, a little bit of laziness and a little bit of not really. Give me more to let me know this is where I should be going, or if this is just in my head.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't know if it's so much laziness as sometimes I just get overwhelmed. And
daunting. It could be.
There's things I know I could be doing, mm-hmm. and just the idea of taking it all on in addition to everything I'm doing now, I'm just like, or I could just not do that and just keep doing what I'm doing right now.
I can relate to that.
And that's,
so much
I kind
right
of
now.
Feel like I am doing right now. Just, I've kind of been doing this for, I was almost
like
sort
stagnant?
Of. Well, I was sort of almost forced into starting a podcast network. Like, I was just going to do some extra podcasts for money. Then I got fired and had to start like a full on network. And for the past, you know, year and a half, that's been my focus, and I haven't been able to do much else.
So many people are, I don't know how far you want me to go, but so many people are going to get their start off of your shit. So again, I would start moving my
that's
ass.
That's right,
start
Adam.
Paying, or start paying.
Coattails, baby.
Yeah.
But
start
paying
more attention to what it is that you're feeling and going. So when you asked, what can I do? Everyone asked me, how can I get more in touch with myself, or what can I do to become more spiritual? You got to listen to yourself, even the bullshit.
Yeah.
I always tackle the bullshit first. Mm-hmm. I tackle all my fears, everything that's holding me back. I tackle that first, and then I go with the easier stuff, because I know I can get in my way. Like right now, people are like, well, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to start my new podcast. I'm going to do this. And they're like, well, what about more mainstream? I would love to go more mainstream, but I don't want to be like this person that we're looking at right now on the screen.
Yeah.
And go after celebrities and kind of kiss their ass to get to where I need to be.
Right. Yeah.
That's not me.
It's also just it's been done.
It's been, yeah.
So you need to figure out what your brand in this is, not your optometrist or whatever, but like, let the work speak for itself.
Exactly.
That's psychometrist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Psychometrist is, I know.
Was that the word? I think it was something like that.
I think it was.
Maybe I'm a psychometrist.
You don't want an official title that has like calm in the middle. Like,
I'm with you. Yeah. Because then you just look
comedy.
Like. Comedy. Yeah. Well, you don't want to go there.
No.
Well, I want to back up what he said, not because I'm necessarily a psychic, but because I see that in you for sure. And I think that the people that you've gathered together are all incredibly special.
And he carries himself a certain way.
I agree.
That you are, that people would already think that you're, I'm not shitting on you, but they would already think that you're established already. You have a certain way that you carry yourself. So I would stick with that.
You can finger me for that.
I think, so you're a Pisces,
you don't
you
want
said?
To?
Yeah, I
see,
did.
Pisces is I'm probably going to get shitted on if it's, but Pisces is the martyr of the zodiac. I always say that, I always tell people, get off the cross, we need the wood. Stop bitching.
Get off the cross, we need the wood.
Yeah.
Ah, I love that.
Stop bitching and just go after what it is that you want. Because again, Pisces gets in their own way. They always got this whole what if. What if this doesn't work? What if it does work out? What if what you're envisioning comes true?
Yeah. I think for me, sometimes it's more what if it does work out. And that's the kind of thing, like, I almost worry about that more.
Mm-hmm. Like, but we're here for that. We're here to help you.
Yeah.
You gathered a bunch of people around that are there for the, you know, many hands make a light load.
I get a lot of help and I appreciate it.
But we love
you. See, that's
you.
All the, so when people tell me about, you know, they're getting all this help and you're already getting your signs. You're not paying attention to what they're telling you. I'm not saying that you're not, but you're getting all these guests, all these things that are positive things that are kind of lighting the way up where you need to go. Like when they first did this to me, I was originally in the healthcare industry for almost 20 years. And they had told me this is going to come to an end in 2008 when William Cooper came to visit me.
Yeah.
They said, things are going to start to change for you. I had dreams where they were like, you're going to be as high as this. You're going to have insight. William Cooper was like, people are going to ask fucking questions. You have to know. He would scream at me.
Jeez.
You have to know this. You have to be able to speak on it and blah, 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 this or whatever. I'm like, okay. And then when the time came, I was scared. I was like, what am I going to do? I have like a car note. I got two mouths to feed. I got a house note. There's no fucking way I'm going to be able to do this. And then Jay was like, I told Jay, I said, it's time. We need to quit. Go cut ourselves a paycheck. Quit. And then we need to move forward. And he was like, well, what do we do? And I was like, book anything that wants a psychic.
Yeah.
Comic-Con was the first thing. And I've never looked back.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
We all need that.
Yeah. Do you feel like Adam's podcast, like the people who are on it, are good?
Well, I'd be lying if I wasn't wondering that myself.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like,
because there's been some changes, and there's one guy in particular who's currently on the podcast that I have my third eye on.
Is there a picture of this third eye? I mean, of this guy?
Am I going to
I can just pull one up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who are we? Are we pulling up Chet Wilde?
Of course we are.
Is that the dick size I'm supposed to look
at? Yeah.
But also, let me ask this, because there he is, Chet Wilde. Bless his heart. Aww.
Oh, that's Chet.
Yeah, there's Chet.
As far as his dick, I'm sure it looks pretty thick.
Oh!
Like girthy?
Oh,
girthy,
thick dick Chet.
Yeah.
Some girth. Gotta love it.
Fair.
Gotta love it.
I'm into that. I mean, that was a weird way to put that.
Can you just do me a favor and confirm to Carrie how amazing she is? Because that's all I ever really want is for everyone.
Oh, please go. Okay. No, she's actually
no,
not.
No, it's true. She's got such a huge heart. I love you so much.
Thank you.
It's just true.
You don't have to. It's
okay. Well, you're a little tougher to get into because of your own walls that you put up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that just like I told him, with all the backing that you have and the people that are around you, it would... I think that's confirmation for you to kind of feel like, okay, I need to relax or be more. I don't want to say open, because I like the fact that you're guarded, but you need to be a little bit more accepting of who you are and what's coming toward. I feel like you can be your own worst enemy.
Oh, 100%.
So self-sabotaging.
She's literally said that before.
Self-sabotaging sometimes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's my love life. Oh, and my whole life, actually. It's all of the different
but
parts
once
of my
you,
life.
But once you get sick of it and you make that leap, I'm telling you, I mean, it's...
So for New Year's Eve, I went to Annabelle's, the amazing host of Adderall and Compliments, and we did vision boards. And I was the only one to complete mine, but I had different things on there. Like, one of them was get published. I've always wanted to write a book. Then I had, like, basically stop dating losers. And then I had stuff about money, because I was like, I just, as soon as I get money, I spend it almost like I don't know how to have it and just be comfortable or like calm. Mm-hmm. Like I'm always looking for, I guess, mayhem and hysteria. And that's what I know. So that's what I found comfort in. But since I've had that vision board and I just kind of have it like laying against a wall, but some of those things have started happening. I found. So I get comfort, I guess, just in like, it's okay to like allow good things to happen.
And not to be so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you're amazing.
Thank you. It's very
truth.
Sweet.
It's just the truth. Just
Carrie, you're amazing. Take the walls down, Carrie.
Okay,
but Trump wants to build them back up.
Yeah. So we're gonna wrap up here. But okay, so how can people find you? It sounds like you do stuff over the phone. Are you willing to push that? Go for it. Plug yourself.
Plugging myself now. All my social media is Psychic Chris M. At Psychic Chris M. Visit me on my website, chrismedina.guide. You can schedule a reading on there. Or get a hold of me on social media. A lot of people do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's awesome. And he's very supportive. We didn't even know each other and we were liking each other's pictures.
Yep.
Yeah. He's very nice.
This was good stuff.
This was fun.
Yeah. This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. Do we have anything to plug before we go?
Just our other podcast, White Wine True Crime, huge supporters of the Unpopular Opinion Network, and Adam Todd Brown, who is amazing.
Thanks. But yeah, you're amazing too.
We've got some cool stuff coming up. So, but as far as we're concerned, can you guys go ahead and give a Pretty Scary and the entire Unpopular Opinion Network a good review on iTunes?
Good ratings and reviews. We need them.
Those are really helpful. And
we do need them.
I mean, we don't, but
we need them.
Yeah. Everyone needs them.
Yeah. You know, we need them, but we don't need them. Yeah. But we need them. And then also follow us on all of our socials. Go find us on Facebook. And I think our Twitter is just Twitter.
Twitter.
Twitter. It's at Unpops, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
At Unpops.
And then you can just follow the rest of us there. I'm on Twitter, at Bossy Matilda. Carrie, where can they find you?
You can find Sapphire Jones online. Stories I Tell My Hairdresser, circa 2009, I believe.
Yeah, let's go see what Carrie had going on almost 10 years ago.
I'd love to see that.
Same stories, just repackaged. It's sad.
All right.
That's her bio.
All right, let's get out of here. This was fun. Chris, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we love you.
I want to come back and do this again. So.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. I'd love to have you.
No problem.
All for it.
Twist and I will arms. See all three of you at the top.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I'm going to weep.
Let's finger.
Bye, everybody.
Everybody at home, finger. Yay. Yourself or a loved one.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Bye.